Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Baltimore Orioles have had three consecutive winning seasons, Jeremy Kahn. In those three seasons, they won the American League East with 101 wins, and they were in the wild card. They've yet to win a playoff game. And it looks like if they go, this is my concern, if they lose or they win under 90 games, then you can say the arrow is pointing down in terms of the amount of season wins. Now, they can win fewer than 90 games and go deep into the playoffs and nobody cares. But overall, if they have a rough first half, could Brandon Hyde's job be in jeopardy?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Because I feel like the relationship between he and Elias and that he's done enough here. I mean, what's going to happen, and it's already started, when you have a successful team, the expectations start and people will start poking holes in Brandon Hyde. They've already talked about how he uses the bullpen. People talk about the lineup. And this is something that all coaches go through, or all managers in baseball, excuse me. But I don't think so. I mean, I think he's earned the right to kind of work through that, right? Like,
okay, what if they make the playoffs but don't win a game again?
I'm still not there because, like, again, it's. I know everybody wants to win a game in the playoffs. I don't care about winning a damn game in the playoffs. I want to win series. So if they come in and they lose a series and win a game, the hell does it matter? Oh, we broke the streak of 10 losses in a row. Who gives a rat's ass?
See, you know what I hate about this? You know, I had to speak against Kyle when he said something about Jimmy Patsos, and now I got to say something about Brandon Hyde. You know what I mean? I hate that.
Yeah.
If they have a slow start, I don't think it means anything unless they go 20-30.
Yeah.
Because I think even the most pessimistic people have the Orioles over 500 by the end of the season. So a 20-30 start, yeah, we could start. What's going on in that clubhouse? Because this is not a 20-30 team. That could be, you know. But I think it's all about how they finish. I do. And I think the regular season is not important if they make the playoffs. However, the playoffs, I think, are very important. They don't win a series. I think you can start having some talk and some fences rattled because it'll be the third consecutive year in the postseason. You're now postseason veterans. You're no longer new to this. Excuse me. Your core, your young core, been there before. Gunner, this will be his third playoff. Adley, third playoff. Westbrook, his second playoff. Cowles, his second playoff. You now, Cedric, if he's still around, his third playoff. Mountcastle, if he's still around. You got guys that's been here before now. So there's no more excuses now. You have to be able to have some postseason success. As fair or unfair as it is, I think he will be judged by what happens in the postseason.
And you might be absolutely right. I always thought that Hyde was hired to be fired eventually and then replaced with the guy, and I think most of us thought that because it's kind of what we've seen in a lot of situations, right? Like
we thought Buck Britton was the next guy.
Yeah,
or I don't think necessarily that's the case anymore. If it ever was,
or even if it wasn't Buck Britton and they weren't going to hire from within, going out and getting an established manager, you know, like a lot of teams do, and oh, got to grab Bruce Bochy, he knows what he's doing. Texas doing that, they win a World Series, and so you start looking at some of the guys that are a little bit more established, and I think those names intrigue fans, but I don't necessarily agree with all the holes that have been poked in Brandon Hyde, and oh, he's giving this, like when people say, oh my God, I can't believe he's got Gunner off in a game like this. This game is so important. You got to give these guys days off. I mean, come on, man. Like, listen,
you know what's funny about what you said? You said they think they will go on as someone who's more established. And the crazy thing about it is he's hung around long enough to where now he's established. This is his seventh year. He's won 100 games. He's been in two postseason. It's hard now. You've got, in order to replace him, you have to bring in a guy who's won a World Series. Yeah. Other than that, who's more established?
Yeah, well.
He's, normally guys like him don't make it past year three.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, and look, we have, depending on which outlet you want to look at, we have a manager of the year already, right? Like he's had some great seasons where you're looking at the, you brought it up, three winning seasons in a row from a team that's coming out of a rebuild. And this is exactly where you're supposed to, actually, I think they're still ahead of schedule. You just hope these injuries don't mount up because that's something that could greatly affect you. And it could also make them, as you pointed out earlier, saying that, let's say they did trade Kobe Mayo or they made some big move with McDermott. I think injuries and poor play could lead to them making a knee-jerk reaction. We'll just have to wait and see.
See, you say ahead of schedule. I think this year determines whether or not they're ahead of schedule.
I mean, they were ahead of schedule when they won the division, man. They were way ahead of schedule.
They were, but I think now because they won a division, the rules have changed.
But that's I'm still saying. But because they came up and he did this ahead of time before we expected it. Now it's to me it's still the same thing.
I don't think so. Not to me. To me, the rules were checked. Well, you won the division.
So you fault him for being successful
No, 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 no. Not fault. I'm still going with ahead of schedule. I think this is who they are now. I don't think they're no longer ahead of schedule. I think they redefined. People redefine themselves. I think this organization redefined themselves. I think this is who they are.
Okay.
I don't think they're ahead of schedule. I think we've gotten to the point where this is now who they are. Because now, okay, for me to be ahead of a schedule means they exceeded our expectations. Is there anything they could do right now this year that would exceed your expectations of them?
No, but again,
so they're not ahead of schedule.
I'm not, well, yeah, they are, but it's not, to me, it's not anything they do this year. It's a singular year that we're talking about. I mean, teams have, like, great teams have bad seasons mixed in between. It's like, man, I can't believe they missed the playoffs that year. And I'm not saying that's what happens with this team. But again, they played above board and got to a certain point. They spent a little money in the offseason. Well, they actually spent, according to what they were spending, a lot of money. But let's be honest, they're still one of the lighter payrolls in all of baseball. And I think once people are expecting them to go sign the right free agents and make the run at those guys, that's when things really have the chance to take off. And I think that's why a lot of fans are upset. I still like the way that the team's assembled. I think there's just so much young talent. They've got it's a difficult decision to make when you have guys like Kobe Mayo that have done everything at AAA and don't have a spot here.
We had your prediction, Jeremy. We had my prediction. Now let's get the most important prediction. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Well, how are you?
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
Yeah, man.
Friday Eve, man.
Happy yeah,
opening,
baby.
Happy opening, happy opening day, Antonio.
Happy opening day. It was good to see you last night, Jeremy.
You too, man. We had a good dinner, right?
Yes, it was great.
Yeah, Antonio got himself a little focaccia pizza over there.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, well, no, appreciate it. He offered my wife a slice of his pizza. She's like, no, you go ahead and eat that.
I think the Orioles are going to get a 95-game win season this year, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day too, my friend.
I mean, right now in Vegas or in most outlets.
He offered her a slice of the pizza so he could sit next to her.
Well, he was sitting next to her. He talked to her the whole night.
Every time you bring your wife out, you get boxed out.
Yeah, your son, Antonio boxing me out, everybody trying to.
Robbie sat down next to her, and Jeremy came back to get his seat. Robbie looked up at him. On your feet.
You know what I did? You know what I did? I told Robbie, yeah, it's your seat now. I'll take the other one.
On your feet, you lose your seat.
Dude, when we came to your basketball game and he kept turning around going, hi, Katie, and then he started giggling, it was killing me. I was like, stop flirting with my wife right in front of me, man.